Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Wake up to this every day. After listening, then turn to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok for the daily prayer hub. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time every day. Then listen to our radio broadcast as well. If you have subscribed to our YouTube or like our Facebook, daily radio broadcast is uploaded there. Don't miss it. TPGF and listeners outside of our timeline zone, if you can wake up and join us real life, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, oh, that would be beautiful. But if you cannot, then listen to this audio Turning Point first as you wake up. After, visit our YouTube and Facebook platform to receive the day's prayer hub. Listen to the radio podcast also. Welcome to Tuesday, day 25 in the month of March. As usual, open your hand to receive and be saying, Amen, I receive it. Grace, we establish your testimonies as you begin to see the power of God in action. Evidences will back up your prayers. On this 25th day, God's grace will speak loudly in your life and destiny. God asked me to ask you, what do you want him to change for you? All listeners, list out on a sheet of paper, clean sheet of paper, all that you want God to change for you. For instance, you want a change in your result level, change in your financial status, change in your position at work, change in the anointing level. You desire a change of car, a change of house, accommodation, a change in your location, your wardrobe, your menu. Be specific. Write them out on a paper in two copies. Wrap one in your anointed mantle, place it somewhere and speak to it every day. Bring the other one to the global prayer altar on Thursday on Prayer Mountain. If you are far away, then send it through our email that I regularly give out. We will print it out for you in the office, envelope it, and lay it on the altar for you. Now let me pray. May God change what you desire change. May you experience major turnaround. The unchanging changer will change it for you. In a matter of days or weeks, the change you desire will begin to happen. Then let's take this prophetic action. If you can, reposition 5 things around you there. Maybe in your room, in your sitting room, in the office, in the shop, in the restroom, in the kitchen. Something. Maybe your chair. Change the chair. Change the table. The bed. The stool. Change the location. The cutlery. The toothpaste. Your brush. The book or the file position. Just find 5 things, change them from where they are to another place. Change their location and then declare, as you change those things, I receive the change. I will experience the turnaround. Yes, it will happen. Believe it. Send your testimonies as you start seeing these changes. Do those prophetic actions now. If it's not possible for you now, do it later when you get back home. March 25 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God is taking you higher. As you grow in age, you will also grow in grace. Happy birthday. Now, let's go to teachings. Please listen carefully and apply these insightful teachings. First issue today. Greeting, my dear daddy and TPGF. I have heard daddy say, we should not touch the profit from a new business. Sir, for a business that is just starting and it is also the only source of income, how do you apply this rule? Wow, good question. The rule for money success, money breakthrough, is that you start working, work for someone or for an organization first. From the moment you start working, start saving hard. 20 to 25%, even 30% saving, no matter how small you earn. Build a career or learn a trade. I know you so well. Have a mentor to take you through. A mentor is someone who is already a success where you desire success. Don't save money forever. At a particular target point of saving, put your money into investment. If it's a business you want to run, better if you can start it in a small scale while you are still keeping your paid employment. Oh yes, deploy the initial profit back to the business to give it a very strong footing. That means you should have another source of income to protect the new job. It could be a small commission, a small job, but giving you enough to feed and do a few things while you are building the business. If you start spending from the new business, from the onstart, you will kill the business. A new business for a new starter is like a plant from the plant nursery. Planted, you keep watering it, you keep away the pests so that it can grow. It is the fruit, ripe fruit, when it is fully grown, that you eat, not the stem or the tree itself. So have another means of a small income. It takes care of you while the business is growing to be big enough. Then no matter how much you spend from the profit, then it will not affect the business. Next, Cavalry greetings. In today's Turning Point, you announced UK Turning Point Conference 2026 as coming up in June 22 and 23, instead of 19 and 20, earlier on announced. I know it must be a slip of tongue. Wow, yes, it is. The UK Conference of TPGF is coming up Friday evening and all Saturday, June 19 and 20 in Manchester City. It was a mix-up. Ogun State Abeokuta TPGF Conference is the one slated for May 22-23 that I mistakenly announced. That one we hold before I start coming to Manchester for the UK conference. It was a slip of tongue. I'm sorry. Well, it is still some 3 months away. I will still announce it again and again. Next, today, 23rd March, Daddy explained the use of money left behind by a junior one or one's child. My question is, what if the child or the junior one specifically said that the money should be given to the mother? What do we do in such case? Wow. Oh, if the child has said before giving up that he or she will wish the money to be given to the mother, then that is what it is. Nobody should change the will. It's like aged parents writing their will. After their departure, their will must be enforced. The money should go to whoever the child said the money should go to. Next, good morning, Daddy. My wife passed on and left some money. Should I share the money among the three children or add it to my business and share whatever comes in annually? Two of the children are already married and working, have their own jobs. The last one just completed the NYSC. Thank you so much, Daddy, for your impactful teachings. Wow. First of all, I commiserate with you on the passing on to glory of your dear wife. My advice, since the children are now grown up, two married, they are grown, call them to a meeting and ask the same question you asked there from them. Table it before them and let them do much of the talking. Whatever consensus, whatever agreement they reach, that is what you should do. Next, Daddy, thank you so much for the counsel you gave concerning the woman whose husband told her to shut up in the presence of both families and even her children publicly. Afterwards, apologize to her at home. Let the man go and apologize to her in the presence of both families and those that were there when he publicly ridiculed his wife, as you have counseled. God bless you, sir. Wow. Thank you for adding that piece. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Hope we are learning one or two things from this sharing. Send your own issues or questions if you have any. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center, Kado Life Camp, Living Spring Chapel, after the fish market, Kado Life Camp. 12 to 2 p.m. Be there live today. Telephone numbers for further inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the Prayer Mountain program in Mararaba. Mararaba is between the boundary between Abuja and Nasarawa. A Prayer Mountain Center has opened in Mararaba, Abuja, for Abuja people and Nasarawa people. It is tomorrow, two services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Venue for the Mararaba Prayer Mountain Center is Living Spring Chapel International, opposite Timber Shed, beside Vitafoam Depot, One Man Village, Mararaba. For further inquiries on how to trace the place and locate the venue, call, SMS, or send a chat to 0704-550-777. Start calling now. Tomorrow is also the prayer meeting service in the Ikeja Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Akure, Uyo and Port Harcourt centers. Two services as usual. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Now, this week's prayer mountain is anointing for an impartation for global and international manifestations. You are not just local. There is a global dimension in you. Come for that encounter. Oh, God will turn you global. Your children, your job, your ministry, your products, your content, your platform, we all go global. You are more than be local. Oh, bring your career. Bring your international passport, if you have any, or a document to represent it. Bring a world map. Oh, Google it. Print it out or store it on your phone. Bring a key also. All these are points of contact for the global impartitioner. Oh, you will go global. That dimension in you will come out. Month is ending already. So if you're a monthly title, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment, seed, and the seed of 3333, we are sowing this third month of the year and the 5K sacrificial seed, backing up for business owners and content owners. Do so with joy. Don't give to God as a burden. Don't see sin, tithing and sowing seed as a burden. See it as a privilege. Do it with joy. Your heavens will open. Devourers will be removed from your life. Destiny helper will come. Oh, you will find favor everywhere you go. As you contribute to the expansion of God's kingdom on earth, the power of God will back you up. I pray for you. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe and your seed, if you do what others are doing, you will get what they are getting. Every seed or sacrificial seed has a voice before God. Acts chapter 10 verse 4, the Lord bless you. Go and see wonders and bring testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.